ICE arrests 956 illegals on Sunday as President Trump enforces immigration law. By Amy Furr on January 27, 2025. Nearly 1,000 illegal aliens were arrested on Sunday as the Trump administration's deportation efforts sweep the nation. Officials with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, said officers arrested 956 individuals, Fox News reported on Monday. In addition, authorities lodged 554 detainers. The Fox article said that means there's probable cause to believe that the person is removable from the United States under federal immigration law. ICE made the announcement in a social media post on Sunday, noting it was the agency's single-day statistics. Per the Fox article, there was much ICE activity in the southeastern part of the United States. During an interview on Sunday with News Nation, Texas Department of Public Safety spokesman Lieutenant Chris Olivares said, "That's really what people need to understand, is that we are looking for criminals. And when I say we're talking about law enforcement across the board. But most importantly federal agencies such as HSI, Border Patrol, DEA. We're looking for the worst of the worst in these communities. I can't see how anyone would even dispute that. How they would not want anyone, or any law enforcement agency, to remove those public safety threats from the community," he added. On Thursday, the Trump administration arrested 538 illegals who ranged from child predators to gang members to a suspected terrorist, Breitbart News reported. In addition to the 538 arrests on Thursday, ICE reported 1,041 removals or repatriations and 373 detainers lodged, per the senior administration official, Breitbart News's Nick Gilbertson noted. On Wednesday, the Department of Homeland Security issued a directive to have other federal law enforcement agencies help in apprehending illegals, Breitbart News reported, noting that Trump has promised to carry out mass deportations. On the campaign trail in April, Donald Trump, now the 47th President of the United States, said, "We will stop the plunder, rape, slaughter, and destruction of our American suburbs, cities, and towns. We will end deadly sanctuary cities immediately," he vowed.